Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of Sports Talk. It's an extended version of Sports Talk. Mike DeTellier along with, and I don't get to work with him a lot, but Coleman, him and I, we work together on Saturdays, and we do LSU pregame for football either in the morning or the afternoon. So, Coleman, great to work with you again.
Let's do it, Mike. Let's kick ass.
That's it, baby. That's it. I'll be running it up until 6 o'clock tonight. We'll have certainly a lot of Pelicans talk. We'll also talk a little bit about LSU baseball with Chris Gordy at 4:20 this afternoon, but a lot of Pelicans talk, and it is NBA draft night. And at 6 o'clock, I will hand this off to Steve Geller and Charlie Long. They are at the Pelicans facilities, and they will cover round one of the draft. And you can hear that from 6 to 9 right here on the Big 870 WWL. A lot of intrigue. We know who the first two picks in the draft are going to be. Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper. A month ago, a lot of people and everything I saw was Ace Bailey. But then his representing group came in and say, I'm not real sure we want to play with any of those teams that are picking third or fourth. And they refused some of the workouts to do. They refused most of the workouts. So the intrigue is where Ace Bailey, who a lot of people felt would be the third overall pick, where he'll fall in this draft. I've seen him go from 4 all the way to when the Pelicans pick in mock drafts. And this is Joe Dumars' first shot at it here with the Pelicans running the show. And so you can say, I think I know, but you really don't. Because Joe's the only one that really knows at this stage. So from 6 to 9, Steve Geller, Charlie Long will take care of this, and they will be at the Pelicans facilities giving you all the information. If they keep the first two pick, first-round picks that they have, or do they deal them off, try to make a move up to get a certain player, Charlie and Steve will give you all that information. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, normally we would do this live, but because of the NBA draft falling on the same night, we will give you a tape version of the celebration in Baton Rouge for the LSU Fighting Tigers, the 2025 College Baseball National Champs. And so we'll give that to you live right here starting a little after 9 o'clock tonight, and we'll go through all the festival situations that go on there, all the talks by Coach Jay Johnson, who will be on with us tomorrow. Jay was sort of busy today. We get it, but Jay will be on with us tomorrow at 4:20. And so we're glad to have the skipper on with us tomorrow, and also players, administrative people. And that'll happen at 9 o'clock tonight and take you for a couple hours. So we've got a lot of sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL. We talked a little bit about it before, but already certainly one big deal with the Pelicans, as yesterday they traded the veteran and The leader on this team, C.J. McCollum, along with Kelly Olynyk and a future second-round pick to the Washington Wizards. In exchange, they got Jordan Poole, who a lot of people remember him when he was with the Golden State Warriors, had a bit of an erratic career with the Washington Wizards, but not a lot of guys are real consistent with that organization. Sadiq Bey, the 6'7" swing forward, who had an injury issue in early 2024 and has not played, had a torn ACL early in 2024. He was involved in the trade along with the 40th overall pick in the NBA draft. So already we are seeing sort of the fingerprints, toe prints, any other body part print left by Joe Dumars. He's running the show now. And so we'll get some perspective from the Washington standpoint at 4:40 today. My good friend Kelsey Nicole Nelson, who covers the Wizards, and she covers college football, and she covers the Commanders, but also the Wizards out in Washington. She'll be on with us at 4:40 to give us a rundown there. And they're a team looking as though they're trying to sort of gear up and get some veteran leadership on that team that they really sorely lack at this point. And the Wizards haven't been relevant in a long time. So C.J. McCollum heads to Washington. And let's see, can maybe the magic work for Jordan Poole here with the Pelicans? Because he was at one time considered a really good player in this league, but his inconsistency with the Wizards, it was obvious if you watched him play, and not a lot of people are tuning into the Wizards to watch him play unless maybe you got a little bit of coin on it. But can he sort of turn his career around here in New Orleans? And then at 5:10, Chrissy Smith joins us from the No podcast covering the New Orleans Pelicans. She'll be on, talk to us about her feelings on where they will go in this draft process. And at 5:20, David Grubb, you've heard him many times here, give his opinion on deals and players involving the Pelicans. He will be here with us at 5:25. Coleman, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have on with us Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC, talking LSU baseball and the look around the Southeast Conference baseball-wise for maybe 2026. And the old ball coach got himself in the news again, sort of saying a few things about Arch Manning. It's typical of the old ball coach. You got to stick it to one of the Mannings. He did it when Peyton was at Tennessee, and he's out doing it again with little Arch. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Coleman, coordinating and supervising behind the scenes. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Locked On SEC, Chris Gordy. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Before we get into baseball talk, I got to ask you, because I wouldn't expect it anything different from the old ball coach. He took his shot, so to speak, at Arch Manning, and when they were asking about Texas and playing for the national championship and possibly Arch winning the Heisman Trophy, he was like, well, wait a minute, he didn't beat out the guy that just got picked in the seventh round by the Miami Dolphins. Would you expect anything else from Spurrier? It's the same guy when he was the head coach at Florida. He was like, yeah, you can't spell, you know, citrus without UT. Taking that shot at Peyton Manning and the Volunteers. So I'll get your thought on Spurrier. And he does it, you know, in the manner that you can't really get mad at him, because that's who he is as an individual.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's just who he is. And, you know, he's till the day he's on his deathbed, he will always his mouth will be spurting off arrows aimed at different people. So, yeah, it's you know, he took his shots at the Mannings in the past, and he's taking his shots at the Mannings of the future as well. So, I mean, I get to a certain point, I get what he's saying, right? Like, oh, this is so good. Why didn't he beat out the guy before him? But he understands why. I mean, Quinn Ewers was a quarterback that just led Texas to the playoff 2 years ago, and when healthy, he led them to the playoff this year. So, you know, there were some Texas fans, though, to make the case for him. There were some Texas fans making the case mid-season when, you know, Quinn kind of had a bad game or a bad moment that, hey, maybe we should make the switch to Arch now. So, you know, it's not completely invalid there, but I get what a lot of people are saying. A lot of people are seeing the hype of, you know, of Arch this offseason, and the hype is building, and you know, some people have said if his name was Arch Davis, would he be getting as much hype? I get that the Manning name brings a certain expectation, but let's also not act like we didn't see him play some football last year. I mean, he started two games last year. It's not like he is completely green and hasn't been out there at all. So I get where the old ball coach is coming from, but, yeah, he's always going to be throwing barbs.
Man, he'd love to stick the dagger. I remember when he was at Florida, and, you know, people would ask him about, you know, coming into Tiger Stadium and playing LSU and all, and he was like, well, your athletic director hired Mike Archer, didn't he? I must not be too good of a coach if he hired Archer over me. Man, he didn't let anybody forget that he got passed over. Man, to the day he dies, he's going to hold that one against LSU too. Now, LSU caught him that one Saturday night in Tiger Stadium with the big upset when they were number one ranked. But, man, he didn't let anybody forget that he was passed over as the head coach and they hired Mike Archer.
Well, and I'll never forget, I mean, in 05, before they hired Les Miles, when Nick Saban left, there were some people throwing Spurrier's name out there as a potential. I want to say it was right after what he had went to the Redskins and failed.
Yes.
But, you know, his name was floated out there, and it just would have been, you know, you got to wonder what the course of LSU football would have been, because he actually ended up having a really good run with South Carolina for about a decade and turned that program around. So he can coach football, but, man, yeah, he's certainly one you don't want to get on his bad list. You won't be getting a Christmas card from him.
And the one thing is, you know, growing up in the country, you and I know this, people say, oh, Mike, that's not true what you say. Lightning don't strike twice in the same spot. Well, with Spurrier, it strike about a dozen times the same spot. He keeps going at it over and over again. But he is really a great interview, and he does give you content if you're looking for it. Chris, looking back at the national championship run for the Tigers, and we had talked about it before, to do this, you got to be a talented team. And they had the pitching set up. Their defense was outstanding. They got timely hitting when they needed to. But this was all about just a master plan of Jay Johnson and putting people in the right time, right position, understanding kind of how to manipulate things behind the scenes. And I heard Anthony Ianson talk about it, that, you know, he would talk to you before the game almost like this was a script from a movie, that he had sort of laid out, this is how it's going to be. And I think sometimes it gets overlooked what a great job of coaching Jay Johnson did this year at LSU.
Well, I had somebody, the day they hired him, I had somebody on the outside tell me, they said, this is a massive hire for LSU. They said that this guy is almost Saban-like in his work ethic and how dedicated he is to the craft. And, you know, he'll sleep at the office. He doesn't have kids. So, you know, it's his dedication is 24/7 to your baseball program. And that's kind of what he did at Arizona. And ever since he's gotten to LSU, it is nonstop. I mean, he is relentless in his preparation and his approach. And yeah, you heard that from a couple of guys post game after they won the other night, was that they had all the tools. You know, they knew what to expect. They knew everything that they needed to do to win that game. They had the capability of doing. And so it's wild, Mike, when you look back on it, because this won't go down as one of LSU's most talented teams, I don't think, but certainly one that developed chemistry and it came together, man. And this crew really just played so well together. The timely hitting, the dominant pitching, they got more dominant as the year went along. They just did so many things so well, and you're just so happy for them. And it's crazy to think now, 2 championships in 3 years, wow. You really start to look at Jay and go, my God, the sky's the limit. This guy's still young. I mean, if he wins 1, 2 more, we're talking about one of the all-time greats to ever do it, and it's crazy to think that way.
Yeah, you think about Skip with 5, you know, and the time frame that he did it. But, you know, think about, he's won 2 in that 4-year time frame, and Morris did it. He won 2 in 8 years. He was the fastest to win it. Chris, that's remarkable.
It is, and nothing against the prior decades either. I would say, Mike, this is the hardest time to win one. I mean,
I agree.
It's a level playing field. Everybody's got money, NIL money. Everybody's got the beautiful ballparks and all the resources and weight rooms and everything else. I mean, it is really hard to win in this day and age. And so you got to be a really good tactician behind the scenes. You got to have a good pitching coach, which they do in Nate Yeske. I mean, there's a lot of things that have to go right behind the scenes, and LSU is doing it all right. But, you know, look, is it the start of a dynasty? Somebody asked me that the other day. Can LSU win a ton more? I'll just tell you this, man, A&M ain't slowing down. Texas ain't slowing down. Those programs are coming. And so it's only going to get tougher from here. But, man, like Jay said the other night, if you're a pitcher out there and you're thinking of, you know, entering the portal or where you're going to go, you'd be out of your mind not to consider coming to LSU. Because it's one thing to take a kid from Air Force and turn Paul Skeens into what he turned into at LSU. It's another thing to develop homegrown talent in Cade Anderson and go get Anthony Ianson from the West Coast and turn them into what they were this year. Man, they're doing something right there with the pitching staff at LSU.
And I think about, you know, Shores. And, you know, everybody comes back a little bit differently from that surgery when you have a Tommy John surgery. Boy, did he make him some money at the end of the year. Because I think some people at LSU thought, you know, maybe that's a possibility he could return. Ain't no way he comes back to LSU now. No way.
No, I had a friend who knows a scout really well, texted him during that West Virginia series. And, you know, he kind of said, what do you think? You think he might come back? And the scout said, I've seen enough, in my opinion. I mean, we saw what the kid could do when he's touching 100 and, you know, 100 and it's untouchable, unhittable. I mean, it's amazing too, Mike, how he got such in the zone from the super regional and then into Omaha. I mean, every outing in Omaha, he was just nails. So it's, he showed the scouts what he could do. And, you know, look, this day and age in NIL money, you never say never, right? Because, I mean, the signing bonus to go be a high draft pick is, you know, maybe not far off from what a school might be able to get a kid with an NIL deal these days. But, yeah, certainly it feels like he's on his way out the door, you know, along with a couple other guys, like, you know, obviously the two other guys, Kate Anderson, Anthony Einson, are going to be leaving. But, you know, we'll see what happens with Jared Jones and Daniel Dickinson and Jacob Myers and a few others. But I know this team's going to be loaded again next year.
I would tell Jacob Myers to come back and play another year because he is really talented. I watched him a lot when he was at Nicholls State, right down the road from where I live at. His inconsistency is there, but while you saw it, he get in the zone. Man, and it's 100-mile-an-hour plus. He can really throw it, but you'd like to see him gain a little bit better consistency. We talk a lot about what we're going to look for in 2026, and certainly LSU, Tennessee, always going to be there. In the hunt for this. Arkansas, a very, very talented team. But you're sort of in the heart of it with Texas, Texas A&M. A lot of funds going toward baseball. And so your thoughts on Texas and Texas A&M, you brought it up a little bit, but, man, I look at Texas, and I think that they're one of those type teams. If you're putting up a top five for next year, Texas has got to be in there.
Yeah, and Jim Schlossnagle's track record speaks for itself. I mean, I know, you know, everybody kind of poked and laughed at him losing in their own regional on their home field to UTSA, but let's not forget, one of their weekend rotation guys got hurt midseason and was lost for the year. They're going to be, you know, regroup and be healthy next year, and Schlossnagle knows how to coach, man. So Texas is going to be back. I was a little surprised A&M decided to stick with Michael Early and stand by him and say he's coming back for another year. But, you know, he's recruited very well there, and they're bringing several guys back. So, yeah, there's no doubt. A&M and Texas, they are two power programs in the SEC in terms of money. They have no shortage of donor money for anything. And so, yeah, they will definitely be, you know, both of them have been kind of adding some pieces in the transfer portal already. We'll see what Jay Johnson and LSU opt to do here over these next couple of weeks. But, yeah, certainly Texas is going to be back. A&M is going to be back right up there, probably preseason top 10 for both of them next year.
The most aggressive team I've seen so far in the portal has been Tennessee. Coach T, man, he's been out there all over. And so you could tell he was not happy the way it ended. But just from my standpoint, they have been the most aggressive team in the SEC in the transfer portal so far.
They have been. I mean, they've been going out and getting, you know, any new piece they could get. I mean, they got a first baseman from UNC Wilmington. They got the catcher from Louisville, Tagger Tyson, I think is his name. They just got a Stanford pitcher, Volchko. So, yeah, they've got a lot of different pieces. There's going to be a lot of new pieces on Tennessee next year. But as we know, Tony Vitello, man, he's a good coach. He's not necessarily a guy you want to go grab a beer with. He might bite your head off. But certainly can coach very well. And yeah, I had a Tennessee buddy of mine texted me the other day. He said, I was reading the thing, and they were listing best baseball rivalries. And he said, up in the top 10, they listed Tennessee versus LSU. He said, do we have a rivalry? I said, well, for LSU, I don't know if it's a rivalry, but for Tennessee, it certainly feels like it's become a rivalry with the matchups they've had the last couple of years that have gotten heated. So, yeah, look, Tennessee's going to be right back there as well. And, look, there's a reason, Mike, why six straight years the SEC has won a national championship. It's the best baseball is being played here. And no offense to Coastal Carolina, but when LSU got matched up against them, they said, y'all don't have anything we haven't seen before. We played in the SEC. We've been battle-tested.
No question about that, especially from a pitching standpoint. I don't think they have seen anything like what LSU threw at them in those two games. I'll throw it a little bit to football. Your opinion, because a lot of people really look at this, Texas-Georgia, the cut for football for 2025. But there's a lot of people that really feel LSU's got a shot here. And first, you got to win your opener. And then you got to win a little bit later in September when you're going to be playing up against Florida and Ole Miss. The schedule early on is really difficult. And what kind of draws the red flag for me here is the fact that you lost four of your five starting offensive linemen. That has not happened at LSU. All four got drafted since 1947. So that's a lot of retool along a position that I think is always critical and always is the last piece of the puzzle to come together. Do you think LSU's in that category with Texas and Georgia right now?
Well, to me, that's the question on the offensive line, Mike. If this offensive line could come together and play very well, you know, the sky's the limit. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I went back, I was watching some games from last year, and yes, as good as Will Campbell and Emory Jones were, God, there were times last year that they looked like tinfoil. I mean, against that second half against Florida, the Gators are just pinning their ears back and just coming right after Nussmeier and getting pressure and hitting them. I think they had, what, 7 sacks in that game. So that just cannot happen. You know, second half against A&M, same thing happened, forced Nussmeier to throw some interceptions. The whole game against Alabama, he was rattled and getting hit. So, you know, I know Nuss, the hope is he's matured and he's going to be a lot better with the pocket presence. And we've seen it before. The Joe Burrow year in 19, you know, that offensive line won the best O-line, Joe Moore Award for best O-line. I didn't think they were the best O-line, but Joe did a great job of getting rid of that football enough that made them look great. And so that's where Nuss can kind of help them. If he gets rid of the football, you know, this will look like a great offensive line a little bit more. So, but it's very heavy on these guys, from Tyree Adams, Paul Mbenga, DJ Chester. How quickly do they all come together? You know, Braylon Moore, Josh Thompson, do they develop and get that chemistry going? If they do, yeah, Mike, we're talking a playoff team. This is absolutely a team. But you're right, they're going to be tested right out of the gates. Clemson's got some big uglies up front, and they're going to get after it. And Brian Kelly cannot afford to take a loss in week one. I don't care if you win by 30 or you win by 1 point. Just win week one at Clemson.
You've seen him play enough. Your thoughts, and he'll be a demanding passing academy, and that starts up actually tomorrow, but we'll get a chance to see all the passers come Friday through Sunday. Cade Klubnik, and your thoughts on him as a quarterback, because we've seen some growth with him. Boy, he came in with, man, big-time accolades. I don't know if you could have lived up to that right off the bat, but I think you see his maturity. Your thoughts on who LSU's got to go up against in game one with Cade Klubnik?
Yeah, he's a guy that it seemed like he got better and better as the year went along last year, down the stretch of the season. Didn't play the best game against South Carolina, but, you know, South Carolina had Kyle Kinard and Dylan Stewart, you know, coming down on him. Yeah, and, I mean, South Carolina kind of got red hot down the stretch last year. But he played well against SMU, obviously, in that ACC title game that they had to win. And then, you know, played decent enough in the road game, the playoff game against Texas. But, you know, just wasn't enough to get it done that day. But he really came along as the season went along. And when you look at the numbers, I mean, these are two of the best returning starting quarterbacks in all of college football this year, Klubnik and Nussmeier. And that's where you just kind of wish, Mike, that this game was being played in Baton Rouge this year. It would certainly be advantage LSU. But like I said, they've got to go find a way to win this. Brian Kelly, you've had all offseason to game plan and get ready for this game. You have to go out there and find a way to attack. And we're going to know early. I mean, this defense, it has to be better than it's been the last couple of years at LSU. We got to get back to the wreaking havoc, getting sacks, getting turnovers. You know, it's got to get back to that old school LSU defense. And if they play that way, they will certainly start 1-0, and we'll be talking about it.
Chris, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights. And I got to watch a little bit of you this morning on television. The grandkiddies, they running all around the house, you know. But I did get to watch it early on, doing a great job on Locked On SEC on television that we can see locally here.
Appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, man, I'll be down there on Friday. I'll be seeing you at the Manning Passing Academy.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll see you Friday then. Great. Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
All righty. Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC. When we return, we'll have on with us Kelsey Nicole Nelson, works for Fox Sports, will join us to talk a little bit about the Wizards trade with the Pelicans and what they're looking to do one pick ahead of the Pelicans in round one. We'll be back with more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Coleman running things behind the scenes. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, you've heard him so many times here on the program, Kelsey Nicole Nelson. She works for Fox, and if I listed all the other places, we'd be going to break real quick. So, Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mike. Always great to join you. I always appreciate the love from WWL.
Kelsey, yesterday they made the trade with Washington and was able to acquire Jordan Poole, who was really the key part of this deal for certainly the Pelicans. We don't really know about Sadiq Bey because he's been out since I think January of 2024 with the ACL injury. And then, you know, with the Wizards, they get the old vet in C.J. McCollum, who can still shoot it. He brings a lot of leadership, professionalism to the lineup. Kelly Olynyk, we just thought he was kind of a throw-in guy in the trade last year. But he was a really solid player for the Pelicans when they really needed him, to be honest with you. So your thoughts from a Washington standpoint in picking up C.J. McCollum, who is a great guy, not only on the court, also in the community, but he brings leadership and stabilization. And I think for the Wizards, that's something they really lacked.
Mike, I got to get you on in D.C. because you just said it. We don't know what it is to be stable here. This is a Wizards team, you know, that's coming off a just bad season. The word rebuild continues to get thrown around season after season, and a team that was the youngest team last year in the NBA. And you talked about it. I think that veteran presence is what they have been looking for, right? Because these young guys need to be led. And all in all to say, I think, you know, first when it broke, I'll tell you, I think a lot of people here had mixed emotions and feelings. I think Jordan Poole, Mike, had really grown on some people. And let's be honest, like his play in Washington, you know, got off to a rocky start, and obviously he was able to get better. I mean, I think and really grow as a leader. You know, I have this saying, Mike, be humble, don't be humbled. And I think that's exactly what the Washington Wizards did to Jordan Poole. You know, at one point during his tenure here in Washington, he was benched, right, and had to come off the bench. And so just different things that he had to face, but I think just much different than we knew Jordan Poole in Golden State. But all in all to say, you know, someone who did get better as a scorer, this is a Wizards team that ranked 27th in scoring, you know, last season. So you're losing a scorer without him. But I love that what you talked about C.J. McCollum, right? Somebody who has been in the NBA, 12-year veteran. You know, you think about his leadership also with the National Basketball Players Association. Obviously, everybody remembers what he did in Portland. And so I think people are, again, excited to have some of that veteran presence, especially with the news about Chris Middleton, right, with Washington and all that came out. So, I mean, this is not going to be the biggest splash We know there's a lot of support that's needed around the Wizards' young core. Alex Saar is a name that a lot of people are looking to develop in his second season in Washington. You know, when he was first drafted here, we knew his defensive prowess will be something, but the Wizards needed a score, and he was able to kind of turn things around and be able to get some buckets for Washington. Bilal Coulibaly continuing to grow. Kaishan George, one of the favorites. Bub Carrington here in Washington. But all in all, I liked this move for Washington, but I'm very still interested in what happens with the draft. I guess the best thing that everyone's talking about, Mike, is the cap space, right? Money matters in the NBA. And the fact that the Wizards have opened so much money, right? We're talking about around $100 million in cap space. If you look at the summer of 2026, you look at them being, I think, making really smart business moves. And looking at some of the expiring contracts they're able to take on, I think this was more a nod in the right direction of the new leadership of the Wizards, folks like Will Dawkins, especially after the previous regimen when Wizards had bad contracts like Bradley Bills and some others. So all in all to say, I think fans are still getting used to it again, still getting used to the rebuild phase of Washington, but I think there was definitely more upside for the Wizards, who are looking to grow, again, a very young squad.
Kelsey, I think one of the things is, as always, this that happens, NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, the powers to be, agencies, maneuvering their client to a certain team. The Wizards pick one pick ahead of the Pelicans tonight. And there's one guy who is, if years ago I used the sliding scale, okay? I had a slide ruler to figure stuff out. But he would seem to be one of the guys that's on the slide rule, that he could go as high as 3 or 4 or last to where the Pelicans pick. And a month ago, Ace Bailey looked to be the surefire number 3 pick. Then I think his team says, you know, we're not working out for certain teams. We want to go to certain places. One of the places he mentioned, Washington. The other one was the Pelicans. Is that the conventional wisdom that if he's there, that the Wizards would take Ace Bailey?
Yes, I will tell you right now, Ace Bailey's name is being thrown around a lot, as well as Jeremiah Fears. And I'm somebody who actually did get to watch a lot of that Rutgers basketball last season. I think we're entering a new era, Mike, right, where we do see, like you said, the agents and honestly athlete agency, right? These guys essentially kind of saying, like, look, I know what I did in college. I know what I offer, and here it is. And, you know, some people see that as a turnoff, like you said, in the NFL. You know, I know we had so much conversation around Shedeur Sanders and some of that camp, and now with Ace Bailey and, you know, even, you know, veteran NBA guys, Mike, Paul George talked about this on his podcast with me. And, you know, Paul George, obviously a very respected veteran in the NBA, essentially saying, like, wait a minute, how are you making demands before you even got there? And the NBA is very competitive, very hard to get into. And Ace Bailey is a great player. I mean, everyone talks about what he can do at that wing position, right? Freak athlete, you know, his athleticism, being able to create his own shot. And, you know, again, be able to follow through. So, again, a lot of upside. But all I'll say, the Wizards, they know what they have to do. The clock is ticking. The timeline is ticking. And they really are trying to build in the right direction to have the right core. So if Ace is there, better believe he will get grabbed. I'm very interested, though, as you alluded to, if he will still be there. But if not, again, Jeremiah Sears is another one. But I will tell you, the draft lottery was very disappointing here in Washington.
I would think.
The Wizards had that number 6. Everybody was very frustrated, like, I think they're like, why are the basketball gods aren't Wizards fans, obviously, because many people really, really thought prior to the NBA draft lottery that the Wizards would potentially have that one pick. And, you know, Cooper Flagg was a name that everyone was throwing around here. So all I'll say, I think whoever the Wizards get will be interesting. But also I'm looking at potential movement. But I think between 8 and 20 is kind of where it gets really interesting, you know, for the NBA draft tonight. But all in all to say, you know, Ace Bailey, I think he can say all that to say. But at the end of the day, I think he knows, like, playing the NBA is a dream. It's a great opportunity. And, you know, you get a chance to build. If anything, that's what that young OKC team showed us, right? Like, young guys can get things done. I think, again, just with the right mindset and just with the right work ethic. Not saying that the Wizards are going to do anything drastic, though, Mike, but they need to win more than 18 games this season.
Yeah, I would say that you got to be on the tick side up on there. I'm going to ask you a question about a guy that I know you know a lot about, former Terrapin yourself, but Derek Queen, because we have a coach here at Nichols State, and he was part of the group that helped recruit Derek Queen to Maryland before he took the job at Nichols State. And he told me, man, Mike, is he some talented? You got to see him play. His name has been sort of bandied about also with the Pelicans also. So a little bit about Derek Queen, and I know you've got to see him play quite a bit.
Yeah, I got to see Derek play a lot at Maryland. Go Terps. Derek Queen, I think a lot of upside. Honestly, I'll be honest, I would have loved to see him potentially stay another year at Maryland, but obviously the whole Kevin Willard situation, I think, messed a lot of that particular side up. But he can move on his feet. I mean, Derek Queen, you know, obviously he stood out with the game winner that got to send Maryland to the Sweet 16, which is really when I think he became a big name around the nation. I think Maryland basketball was a bit underrated this season and not everybody getting to see his prowess. But offensively, I mean, his hook shot, you know, his jump shot, I think it needs to be a bit more consistent. And when necessary, he also can shoot from the perimeter. I think it's something he has to work on more, but he made some big shots at Maryland. I think that's going to be something that he'll have to continue to develop, because in the NBA, look, big men shoot, and they shoot from everywhere. And he's going to have to be able to do that. But all in all, you know, and I think especially like he can find a shot under the basket. I think defensively, though, is probably where everyone's kind of asking about Derek Queen. At Maryland, that was kind of the tough spot for him and Julian Reese. A lot of teams were able to take advantage, I think, unfortunately, against Derek Queen and the Julian Reese combo. So all in all, I think that's where I want to see some improvement. I think he can be a better rim protector. I also think he can show more athleticism, Mike, on the defensive side of things. But offensively, I think Derek Queen is going to be a steal. And I think with the right opportunities around him, I really do think he can become a good NBA player. Again, has a size, has a shot, and nimble and light on his feet. You know, just a very unique big man. And he handles like a guard, Mike. He can handle the basketball well, too. He can go coast to coast. So, again, Derek Quinn, I think he's being talked about enough, but whatever squad gets him, I think if used right, he's going to have a bright NBA future.
Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights, and we'll be talking soon.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Mike, and thanks so much to everyone for tuning in. Truly appreciate it. Looking forward to talking to you soon. Have a great one.
All righty. Bye, guys. Kelsey Nicole Nelson with Fox Sports, also with a number of other outlets in the Northeast. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one right after this break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.